Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is toch a wonderful Thursday, and we are going to be talking about you, as always. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I always say that everybody has the ability to be cruel. Everybody has the ability to be bad. Everybody has the ability to become something that they never anticipated to be. Everybody has a little bit of cruelty. Everybody has a little bit of kindness. Everybody has a little bit of intelligence. Everybody has a little bit of stupid. Everyone is capable of anything. You know how we look at certain people and then we're like, I would never do that. And I would never say that, and oh my goodness, I would never allow myself to be that. And then later on, you are caught between crossroads, exactly where you said you'd never be. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, the matriarch.
Good evening, H. How are you doing?
I've been very well. I'm hoping you're fine.
I'm fine.
I see.
Today I'm asking about your mom. What's that? Is your mom alive?
No, she isn't.
Okay, she passed away. What type of person was your mom?
She was this kind of a person who would be harsh. Be harsh on us as a kid. And she would be kind if she finds out that we went missing by her side.
Oh, okay, so, wait a minute. You are exactly what I needed today. Okay, so your mom is generally just, she's harsh. Is she harsh or is she strict?
Very
or both?
Harsh, very harsh.
Oh, okay, so she's harsh. And then if you ever go missing, what will happen?
Should even ask each and everyone around the village that where are my kids?
She would look for you.
Of course, yes.
Okay, and then when she finds you?
she would again try to, you know, comfort us so that we may just get, you know, get used to her. Yeah, and then once we touch something that she never wanted us to play with, then we are in trouble. We will be beaten, you know.
Now, what type of beatings did you guys get? Did you guys get parental beating, or did you guys get the type of beating that was too much?
You know, it was the parental one, because she could do a pick that a little shambok that that fits your age.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And the she would whip you with that shambok, with that shambok, and then until it gets finished. You know, these fresh stems from the shrub.
Yes.
And then you would feel you are disciplined.
You will know. She was here. she was definitely here.
You know?
Okay. So what happened to your mom, if you don't mind me asking?
We'll come again with your question.
What happened to your mom? How did she pass away?
Oh, no, she just got sick. She was basically ill. I can't really...
So she was generally not feeling well.
You know. Some diseases we cannot explain.
I hear you. Okay, so eventually it just progressed and then she passed away.
Yeah, for sure.
How old were you?
I was 22. Yeah.
That's good. 22 is good.
Yeah, I was already matured.
Yeah, I feel like parents that hold on, or parents that try and hold on, Until their children are at least big enough to take care of one another and themselves. Yeah, that's how we are supposed to go. We are not supposed to be leaving small ones behind.
Yeah, for sure.
And
our, mm-hmm. our last born was maybe somewhere 18.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that was good. How many children did she have?
Only four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Three boys, mm-hmm. one girl.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Okay. And how many children do you have?
I have four.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You are busy, H.
Yeah, yeah. Very much busy, my dear.
Well, that's good. You are adding on to our population, and that's well, we appreciate you for that one. Okay, so when you think of your mom, what is the fondest memory of your mom that you have?
Mom could worry if we went to my father because our parents divorced whilst we were still at the tender ages.
Mm.
You see, so once it's holiday time, because our parents were like, they would divide us.
Mm.
My mom would take two children, my mm-hmm. father would take two children.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically we lived in a separated relationship. Our parents divorced.
Mm.
So when other children are at mom, mm. at mom's place,
mm.
my father would worry of those children who are at mom's place. Mm. And when other children are at my father's side,
mm.
I mean, when it's like vice versa.
Yeah, when you guys go that side, then the other one worries. When you go this side, the other one worries.
Until they all passed away. Mm. So the time they passed away, we were all matured.
Mm.
See for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matriarch, I also wanted to pose you a question. You are too much on me.
No problem. But I'll still come back to this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our ego here does not sound. Our ego is very silent at Katima.
Mm-hmm.
Your signal strength, I don't know what happened. We are trying to switch on our radios.
But it's not going.
But not getting through.
I will tell them again. Every day, I'm screaming echo there. Every day. Guys.
You said
Katima is off, guys. Kahao is off, guys.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. So, does it bring you discomfort when you speak of your mom?
Yeah, it brings us discomfort because you see there are mixed feelings when parents, we people living in Africa, we have some perceptions and we have some allegations that these people might have been witched
mm-hmm.
because this would be the two-third majority of the chance
mm.
that people would be, you know,
mm-hmm.
would be convincing on a funeral or burial gathering.
Mm.
And then you won't even suspect to think that the doctor or any other specialist had a positive result on the death of somebody.
Mm.
So it's painful whether somebody died painfully, physically or horribly, and then he... It's not a good death. Nobody described their death as a good one. No good death, bad death. So I described all people's death as a discomfort one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, including mm-hmm. that of parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Because I believe that many of us... many of us don't really speak about our loved ones that have passed away, because, well, I think we generally, especially with Africans, we generally have this idea of death, right? It's like a boogie monster that's coming to get us. So it's a hush-hush conversation. Whether the person passed away in a nice white bed, or they passed away in a car accident, or they passed away in whatever way they passed away, we find it uncomfortable for us to speak about them openly. Do you talk about your parents with your children?
Yeah, sometimes I do speak about them, even though they may not have a proper scenario as to how they, you know,
they don't know them.
How they used to behave upon us as their kids.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is there a parenting style that you took from your mom that you definitely apply it when it comes to your children?
No, our children are not traditional children anymore. They are modern children.
Okay, so you don't practice any traditional methods?
Yeah, of course.
Why?
Because we are in a new world. Whereby things transform.
So you, your children speak English the whole time, ne?
No. They do speak our vernacular.
Mm-hmm.
But the only difference is that the way they dress and the type of food they eat now differs much from those ones which we used to eat in the past. Because we truly benefit on groceries, rather farming things, and we dress different styles. You know, I grew up in an era where we used to dress on shorts as a special attire.
Yes.
You put on a trouser.
Mm-hmm.
That one should be...
Hold the line for me.
Get all your essential products for just 99 Namibian dollars at USAID. 1 kilogram each of Rice King rice, Top Score or Bokomo Super Maize meal, Sugar King white or brown sugar, 500 grams Pasta Polana or Pasta King, and 750 milliliters Right Brand sunflower seed oil. All 5 products for only 99 Namibian dollars. You save. I save. Yes, we all save at USAID.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with H and the Matriarch. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up in the shorts era, and now your children are wearing tracksuits.
Yeah, they put on tracksuits. Even their attires, their occasional attires.
Mm.
Once they go for sports, for example, they would put on tracksuits and some certain pants for specific activities which are prescribed by the school principal or by the management.
Mm.
Yeah, but in our era, you would hardly get a child now changing clothing as if they were...
as if they were going somewhere.
Yeah, of course. Mm. Yeah. School tours were very limited, which are now... Two very obligatory by schools that it has to be a must for them to do it. Touring for pleasure or for school purposes.
Mm.
Yeah. Even policies, educational policies changed. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, the parenting nowadays, is different from the past parenting.
Mm.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. I hear you on that one. Tonight we're talking about Mother Dearest. We're talking about the fact that we have different kinds of moms and different kinds of experiences with our parents, right? And my theory, or a theory that I checked up on recently, it was by Dr. Guter. He said that You guys can be raised in the same house, born by the same parents, but you guys don't have the same parents. So if I had to ask you, what was your relationship with, what was your mom's relationship with your eldest brother or your sister or your middle brother? How was their relationship?
Okay, basically, you would have seen that my elder brother,
mm-hmm.
Would be treated very differently with us because she would have thought, okay, this one is already grown up, then I have to feed the siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I have to treat them very special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the story of being told that you are old, you cannot sit on my laps,
mm-hmm.
you cannot finish the whole food, mm-hmm. you have to leave it for your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it still happens.
Yeah.
It still happens even now.
Yes, it does.
In parenting.
Figure mokana. Leave for the child.
Yes, leave for the child. You would even hear parents complimenting the younger one that this one is clever than you. You are just growing, leaving the senses on the ground.
What do you think that causes among siblings?
I might not know.
Because you are the favorite. Yeah, you will never know because you are the favorite. So you don't know any bad things. You don't know no bad things. Everything is just, I don't know. Maybe them, they can tell you, but me, I don't know.
I used to be my mom's favorite, not mm-hmm. my father's favorite.
Mm-hmm. Why were you your mom's favorite?
Yeah, because I learned how to write before I went to the pre-primary.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to read, write, draw, paint, all I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm. So basically, she loved you because She taught you and you got it. So you were like her little bragging child. By the time you go to kindergarten, you already know how to do everything. And then the teacher's like, oh wow, he's so smart. And then she says, I taught him.
Yeah,
and then she takes the credit for it.
Yeah, you see, that's it.
Okay.
So my siblings wouldn't have liked it. Wouldn't have liked it because always I was a reference. They would refer to me, I mean, my parents would refer to me, saying, you see how clever he is.
Yeah.
And why don't you copy? And that, it sounded as if it were a violation of their rights. Sounded as if it was so discriminatory.
And comparing you.
Yeah, so now these people now could beat me during their private time.
So you were being bullied because you were loved.
Yeah, I've been bullied and I was found crying sometimes because all my brothers would just come and say, you shouldn't do best things when you see the parents. You see how badly we were punished. You see. So once they get punished, it will kick back.
It will come and find you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, why didn't your father? Why weren't you your father's favorite? Who was your father's favorite?
My father's favorite. I have a brother. He passed away. He was given his name.
Junior.
Yeah, Junior. So this one would be secured, everything, money could be saved for him, everything could be given to him, all he needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
And he's the one who stayed with my father for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. Was he your mother's firstborn?
No.
He was the second one.
He was the last one.
Oh, he was the one that was 18.
Not really. He was my father's last born because the other child was another father's child.
Okay. Okay. So he was your father's last born, but not your mom's last born.
For sure.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. So he loved that one, Junior.
Of course. Yes.
And Junior chose to stay with his father. Like a real man. African fathers, guys. Like a real man. Those ones, they want to stay with their mother. Eh? They just want to be the skirts of their mother. Okay. And then what happened to your stepdad?
I think he also passed away.
You lost contact?
I don't know. You know, people die.
Oh, yeah.
People are born to die.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
So, that's what it is. Parenting became so different.
Mm.
As time is going on, parenting is also changing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially with this interconnectability we are getting into, like technology.
Different tribes, dimensions, you know, different areas, technology, different peer groups.
You see, like I have a child who would just look at any gadget that I buy. And then would disassemble it.
Wow.
And then it assemble it and even modify it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But the person, my child did not go to technical school, but he can disassemble something and redo it and even modify it more than it was.
And make it better even.
Yeah, make it better.
Mm.
You find that if it was a radio, it has a, some disco lights, you can extend some disco lights, hang them somewhere they become, if they were lighting so fast, you don't know what chip he's going to put in and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not growing like that, whereby us had teachers who could only specifically have some science packet, like a battery, a bulb, and but you... For you as a child, it's difficult to find it, to have a kit, a science kit.
Yeah.
You see? But then, would even demand you, buy this and buy this for me, I want to start doing this. It differs so much, parenting nowadays.
Well,
it differs so much from the old-fashioned one.
I think they have a better set of parents because most of us are very understanding towards our children. We just don't want them in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So we try everything to make home comfortable for them. So we bring all their interests. If they want a computer, we will work hard to bring the computer home. Because if there's a computer, that means they are not going to the street. Because I think that most of us were playing in the streets because there was no form of entertainment at home.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. And we can't play with our siblings because our siblings don't like us like that.
You know?
Yeah, like they're like, when you come there, you're like, well, what are you looking for? You're like, I just came to sit with them. No, I don't want.
You see now.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different. Our setup is, I mean, the setup is completely very different from ours.
Yeah.
Because I used to also conduct some research that every after 5 years you would see these generations are our generation or our generation changes.
Mm.
You see, like we started with these computers with a floppy disk.
Yes.
And then we went on, when the memory stick were introduced, we could see it was a new thing.
Yeah.
And then when the CDs were introduced,
When laptops were heavy.
You see, from the computer from a pregnant woman to the Germany styled laptop that looked like a brick.
Yeah.
And
now it's as flat as paper.
Yeah, now the foldable laptop, then we came to the palm top, then it's smartphone.
Ooh, then tablet, somewhere there in the mix.
You see now.
Mm.
Okay. So you would have wondered how technology changes, and you can't dive back to such a technology and such that would put you in a very, very horrible situation whereby you carry a pregnant woman in a bag and then you try connecting her to where she's supposed to
carry
that computer box and so on, instead of just having a smartphone in the pocket.
Exactly.
And everything there.
Or not going out of your house because you're waiting for an email.
You see now.
You're waiting for an email from UK and you just have to wait for the email because you need to respond instantly. So now you can't take the computer anywhere because the computer has a whole box and it has a keyboard and a mouse and what and wires all over the place. And the computer was even the pregnant woman.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't
even the flat ones. It wasn't just the screen. It was, it couldn't operate without.
See?
Yeah.
Without a floppy disk.
You cannot.
You see now.
My dear.
Oh my goodness.
But if you look at your childhood right now, do you appreciate it?
Yes, I do.
Mm.
Especially with the child that I said now. I only used to search for him some safety precautions.
Mm.
Occupational safety measures whereby you shouldn't touch the naked cables and you should ensure that he demonstrates on the things.
Mm.
Yeah, so that after all, then you can switch on everything.
No, but I mean like your childhood. Do you appreciate anything from your childhood?
Yes, I do.
What do you appreciate?
I do appreciate that the time that I reached school, I already knew how to read, write, draw, paint, you know, and achieving the position number one up to all those primary grades. And just because of that
ability.
How do we call that?
Ability.
The upbringing from my parents, from my mother.
Mm.
Because she would say, oh, this one is a bullet. This one is a bullet. You can't really compete with him.
Mm.
Then they would bring other children from other places and then we compete from home. Then they would, you know.
Then you'd win.
They would be remarked as not competent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened?
Nothing happened. Not yet. I'm still doing the same thing now.
Are you A star still? Did you go A star all the way?
No, I found a grade 12.
Why?
I found grade 12, but when I went to College of the Arts, I also passed. I took number one again.
You excelled.
I excelled.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And your mother was proud?
My mother was never there now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, College of the Arts was only a bit later. Okay. But was she there for grade 12? Was she disappointed?
Yeah, she was disappointed. She even scolded me that I'm too playful and so on.
Mm.
But what I noted was having this peer pressure, some children pressuring me to go late in the class because we would play very much outside on the school ground there. And we, the time that other people were being taught, no, I could be punished. Maybe being given a spade, a wheelbarrow to clean some parts of the school. So that made me became a bullying child. Yeah. And now, the only testimony I can give you, the matria, is that I'm flourishing with the, my artistic work from childhood.
Yes. My talent became an income.
And what I wonder is I can take maybe 3-4 nights without consulting a doctor as to why I'm not sleeping.
Without consulting or as to why you're not sleeping. It's dopamine, my friend.
I'm not diagnosed.
It's dopamine.
What is that?
It's dopamine.
What is
dopamine is like it's like a rush. It's like extra sugar or something like that. I don't know how to put it. Okay, dopamine is basically a chemical that is produced by your body or your brain, and it gives you like a sense of adrenaline. Now, usually what happens is that people that indulge in substances, right, their dopamine is the one that skyrockets. That's why they find it difficult to find joy in normal things, because they had an abnormal dose of dopamine from the narcotics or substances that they used. So what happens to you, my dear friend, is that you are not sleeping. One, because it could be insomnia. Two, it could be dopamine. I believe it's dopamine because what you are doing is giving you a rush. The work that you are doing is making you happy.
Yes.
So,
of course you are talking.
So it's like your body or your brain is producing more dopamine than the ordinary person, and that's why you don't feel hungry, don't feel sleepy, thirsty. If there's something there, then you will take it. If there's something to eat there, you will take it. If there's something to drink there, you will drink it. But you will not go out of your way to go to the shop to go and buy anything. No.
Yeah. Sure.
I would rather eat, even if it's just dry bread, you'd rather eat that one. Then leave your work to go and do whatever, because you are most probably very invested in your work. So it's bringing you joy.
Of course.
Yeah, so that's why.
Cool.
And you are maybe hyperactive also.
Yeah, we might say that.
Yeah, but I believe it's dopamine. I believe that whatever you're doing there in that workshop.
Wow.
Whatever you're doing there in that workshop, eh? Those paintings that you're drawing there, those stickers that you are printing. Those logos you are creating is making you very happy. You just see, you went into the workshop on Friday morning, you just see it's Monday morning. Yeah? It's Monday. Maybe I'm asleep. you even have to convince yourself, maybe I should really sleep. Yeah? Like you're talking to someone else.
My idea, I can only sleep after I worked for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, when you have completed the task.
Because I have to work until maybe 2 on the clock. I have just to rest my body. Sometimes I would hear everything that took place.
Yeah, but you're just laying down.
My dear, you can put as many blankets as you can. It becomes dark so that I sleep. I will not sleep. I'm concentrating on a certain job, you know.
But yeah, okay. But it's not too good, though. It's not too good. But then also, I think that we are wired different. And when you sleep, you do sleep, right? Like really, really sleep. When it's time to sleep, it's time to sleep, right?
I even went to some therapists to check my brain and nerves, to give my brain positioning. All in all, they are saying it's normal. I can still do some jobs. I can still be at work. I can still do everything. I'm a kind of a person who would cry if I haven't accomplished a task, especially if one person has placed an order.
Now, okay, but then maybe it's OCD. Obsessive compulsive disorder. So you are obsessed to, you are obsessed to your work. You're obsessed on your work. That's why you push yourself until it is completed, and not just completed, it is completed to perfection. And that in itself gives you satisfaction. So in the back of your mind, when you're doing your work, you're like, oh, it's going to be so nice when it's done. Oh, it's going to be immaculate. Oh, wow. I can't wait.
Lovely. Yeah.
Okay. You're a workaholic, my friend.
You're a workaholic, of course.
Yeah, you're a workaholic. Mm-hmm. But just make sure that when you are resting, you're resting, eh? Just make it a task. Make it a task. Because the thing is that with you, you are a perfectionist, and you also have OCD. So you have this, compulsive need to do things perfectly. So when it comes to sleeping, make it a competition. If you can sleep perfectly. Challenge yourself to see if you can sleep. That way you will really accomplish sleeping, and then that way your brain also rests, and then your body also rests, and then you come back rejuvenated and also better to tackle the things of the earth.
Yeah, you know, it's too difficult to do that, to practice that. I think,
because there's no reward. Reward yourself.
Yeah, the best way,
mm-hmm.
I used just to go out of my working place.
Mm.
Working from home is addictive.
Ah, no.
I used to go sleep.
Working from home is a nightmare. To be honest, working from home is a nightmare. Because you will just see that you have not left your house in a week.
And 5 days looks as if it is just 5 hours.
Exactly.
You know? Because you can't accomplish this, you can't accomplish this until you place some further notices that I haven't accomplished this task and I have to accomplish it at a later stage, you know.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I can go into my house at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Right? When I knock off here, I get home like at 4:20. From 4 o'clock on Saturday until Monday evening at 8 o'clock.
You see,
I have not left the house.
Is it? Even me.
Oh.
You know, doing a job with a passion.
Mm.
Experience, expertise, talent. You know, would be viewed as an addiction. But it is said, much of anything is a disease.
Yeah,
but for me, I just find it that if you are paid from what you are doing, it's not a disease.
Yeah.
Because you got what you want.
And also, you actually enjoy what you're doing. Yeah, so you get paid and you enjoy it. It's like double.
You see?
Mm.
Sure. Otherwise, the matriarch, we spend some time here.
Mm. Thank you so much for checking up on me. I appreciate you.
So what was the topic of discussion? Was it
No, we're talking about mothers. We're talking about mothers. So I'm going to tell a story about a mother Because my idea behind human beings is that we are all capable of anything. And the world seems to shield women from being the bad guy. But often, many a times, women are villains. And that is why I started asking about your mom, like how you view your mom.
Okay.
And I think that you answered it well, because you were not hiding her true nature, but you were also not painting her out to be a bad person, you know? She wasn't a bad person. She was harsh, and then she also told you guys must get used to me. Like, I'm like these guys. And I think that is a wonderful thing, because then your children can understand you. I believe that with parents that do talk, right, it's easier for us as their children, right, to become accustomed to them. Because sometimes I find people that are crying, you know, crying about their parents. Like, I just can't believe, you know. And I'm like, okay, you live with your mother full time. You've known her ever since the day you were born. And you didn't get to know that this is the type of person that she is. Yeah, so we are diving into that one. And also, when parents get older, they start to show their childlike nature. But it's not only silly things that come about. It is also their little behaviors that they had when they were children. So there are children that iteka. These children that if they don't get what they want, or you treat them bad or something, then they decide that they're not eating, or they're not talking to you, or they're not doing nothing. They'll just cry for 10 days like that. So now sometimes, when our parents age, they go back to that. And I'm noticing such features in my mother. Yeah, I'm noticing them, and I'm like, mother. this mama of mine.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
All right. Good evening. Okay, H, let's wrap it up.
Yes. I also my work is waiting here.
Nah? What are you working on recently? My dear.
I'm working on many things here.
Mm-hmm. Like you are, dear.
I'm working on my toys.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's payday.
Of course.
This Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Brenda Fassie says?
Friday night, yes I know. Yeah. I'm your weekend special.
You see, so they are my weekend special.
Woo! You must chop on the money. When are you getting married? When are you getting married, say?
You mean me?
Yeah, my dear. Yes, yeah, see. As we went to Ulilate.
I'm already in that system. Let me just request you to maybe give me a tip as to when the signal strength will be available here.
I don't know. I really don't know. What I would suggest is try downloading the app on your computer. Yeah, go into Play Store on your computer. Try and download the app on your computer. Then you can be listening. But when are you getting married?
The matriarch. I'm already in that system.
Did you already pay Lobola? Just tell me.
Maybe if you had my mobile number.
Why are you secretive about this one now? But are you happy? Are you happy?
Yes, I'm happy.
Is she happy also?
Yes.
With her husband that is always in the workshop.
Very happy.
When do you go home?
I told you I have my workplace, I have my home place.
But you leave your workplace after 5 days.
Yes.
And then you go and spend 5 days at home. It's like hostel.
No. Your business is your wife.
Aye.
Your business, if you are a lady, is your husband. Your husband who cannot be jealous of you.
Yeah.
Because whatever that husband is producing
is enough for everyone.
Is entirely feeding you without provocation, without complaining.
Sounds like beer.
You have to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the one that is feeding even those people you are related to, even those people you...
Even
you
them, are. They are being fed by this, your business.
You see?
Exactly.
Yes.
I wish you well, my friend.
Yes, I'll call you tomorrow again.
I will be waiting for your call.
Yes.
I'll be sitting by the phone and waiting patiently. All right, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for speaking to me, the material.
It's nice, ne? It's nice.
It was nice you having me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also nice to just talk about your mom. And your parents and your life, you know. It's nice. Me, I'm a real friend.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
I used to get some knowledge from you. It's okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Ciao, ciao.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. So, ladies and gentlemen, check. Generally, today we're going to be talking about moms, right? We're going to be talking about people. We're going to be talking about places, things. We're going to be talking about the shebang. But initially, I want us to talk about moms. So, when we picture women, we see them as these delicate flowers, as these fragile beings, as this, you know, they are supposed to be nurturers. They are supposed to be kind. They're supposed to be soft. They're supposed to be gentle. They're supposed to know everything. They're supposed to have their heads on straight. They are supposed to. We have expectations. We have unrealistic and both very realistic expectations of women. Sometimes we say things like, I would never, ever date a woman with children, but yet you come from a mom that has children that was also dated by somebody else. And somebody, I was looking at this other story and there's this woman with 4 kids and she got scooped up by a guy without kids, and behind his back she used to call him a simp. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tate. How are you doing?
Fine.
Uh-huh, Mr. English.
Yeah. Well, no, you know my voice, man.
I know your voice, my dear. I know we're in this
voice
together. I know this your voice already. I know you very well. Today we are talking about moms. We're talking about mothers. So today I'm taking you down memory lane and I want to talk about your mom. So what type of, is your mom alive or did she pass on?
My mom passed on.
When?
the time when COVID started, 2019.
How much is 98 there was COVID. Okay, 2019. Okay, 2019.
COVID-19.
Uh-huh. So how old was she?
She was 78.
78?
Yes.
How many children did she have?
She had seven.
Seven children.
Yes,
how many boys and how many girls?
Three.
You guys are only three now.
We are only three now. One boy, two girls and one me.
Mm-hmm. What happened to your siblings, if I may ask?
The siblings, they passed on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know the time when it was war time.
Mm-hmm.
People we used to move scattered, we go this way, we go that way, we go that way. Mm. And then our parents go the other way, the other way. Then, yeah, we were going by one. One got married, the others never got married.
Mm.
Yeah, just like that. But the boys, some they pass on the war sometimes, two.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember my older brothers, two of them.
Mm. Did they come back to tell your mom?
Me.
You came back to tell your parents?
Yes, they used to hear because also they were in.
Mm.
In the program.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just only because we were just scattered around the western province of Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
Some they used to go to the north in Zambia, Tanzania, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are just left to three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
my dad is there again. He's having four outside, and then we are almost
11.
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Now you guys are seven. First, you were 11.
No, we were almost 17. We were 17, not almost. To my dad.
Mm. How many wives did your father have?
There were five.
Five wives.
Yes.
They all lived in one house.
Yeah, because you know the time was, our time it was good because that time, if a man doesn't marry
multiple
woman,
wives. Mm.
Yeah, multiple wives, the women they will suffer too much.
Mm.
Yeah, because they are not going to find the wife, husband.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have to accept it to be together for them to live in harmony. Otherwise, that time it was very hard.
Mm.
Yes, yeah, it seems like now it is going back to that time again.
Mm-hmm.
I see it that time this way because I have seen women, they are suffering a lot. Like here in the region where I am.
Mm. But so you guys are allowed. But you guys are allowed multiple wives from the beginning.
Yes. It is needed. It is there. Mm. It's there in the life of the other people.
Mm.
But we don't recommend it this time because of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Life have changed.
Mm.
The wealth we have today, it doesn't force people to have that way because diseases are too many, lifestyle which is bad is also too much.
Mm.
Behavior-wise, you'll find that people, they are now having laws which does not hinder them to do certain things.
Mm. Or which hinders
your
them.
Kid is telling, if you say even your own kid, you ask your own kid, you say, but if you own a machine, you can use a machine to make DNA.
Sure.
You can use a machine to make DNA.
No. No.
kuno no na wange alombera ngenga ho oloya eri mocha katimono beba bakogera ko ambo vaskola ngano ko ambo deta baike venduka jebaza ka venduka no paive virimo ndangwa ya malon nutalo mbereve anu ame andiku kwa serengenge wako DNA yehi pitala mumpolo anafa malo itaza ike muina ye ngango notalu alulira ngeno paise ngano kanisi kuchandini nini ngeti chakuti wa o akuru kazi bali va wabonale po paise veri monai sasi kavena omikalo yoku koka ngeno they don't have to grow learn to know that one day they are going to live in the world and then the children are going to be wives and their husbands.
So if you think about your mom, what type of person was she?
My mom was a cool person.
She was cool.
Yeah, I accepted whatever life my father have to provide for them. For us all years. And only last year when my father went long and then
I can hear you nicely. I think you moved a little bit.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, only the time when my father when started, he was going deeper into the war stuff now. Yeah, he told the wife that, no, me, I'm no longer going to get home. Keep on, and then I'm going for war now.
She's, okay.
Yes, and then we went the way she took me and my two sisters because we were going far. In the deep jungles of Zambia, we go to the camp, they said, you know, my kids will be here, but here I'll be in contact with my own colleagues. Yeah, I'll live here like we are looking after our animals, they farm. But we are not at the farm, actually, we are at the camp. Yeah, that time the schools also, it was problem schools. Even if you stay...
Okay, just hold the line for me.
Young Namibians who have recently turned 18 years old, the time has come for you to take your first step in exercising your constitutional right of voting. Register as a voter during the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. Uphold your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right and register to vote.
No matter where you...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Mr. Englishman. So you guys were deep in the jungle and under the pretense of looking after cattle.
Because, you know, the war for the preparation that time, it was taken in different way. More especially if the people are big ones. These elderly were not because they were clever on doing things. Yeah, now what I thought was only understanding. It's like you can just form a gang and start making noise. But that time of our fathers and some of us, it was not even that you can know that this person is a leader or this person is a criminal, is also a freedom fighter, that because they called us rebels. Yeah, but you could not see that this person is a freedom fighter. It's just only because of the quietness of that person.
Yeah.
It's not a person who is making noise. It's a person who is that person who is howling on things, getting the inside.
Yeah.
Only when the actions start, and then even in the actions, when they do the actions, you will never find them caught. You just only them, they will come running, sometimes hiding, doing whatever they do. But you'll never find somebody carrying a gun, running, saying, we are shooting people there. It's where I saw that, okay, helicopters they used to come to our areas where we were, putting bombs, landmines, and all those stuff. And then as
Zambian government also giving the information of saying if you find a kaparwa, you find a coke, you find whatever.
Mm.
All types of things which were needed by Kikoki was the enemy's way of putting things in things so that whenever you open a kaparwa, when you want to open the kaparwa, you want to make fire.
Yes.
It's a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a coke, you want to drink, it's a bomb. That's what used to happen, yeah. They used to do those things down there. I still remember a lot of things. So our mom was too far because she refused to go.
Mm.
And behind is when she got our last born, who is a nurse now. Yeah, with a different patient.
Mm-hmm.
Different, yeah, different father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And by this point, your dad had already passed away?
Yes, he's gone because in 1987, he was gone before even independence.
Mm.
Yeah, he died in the war.
Mm.
But here is a lot of people who are not just even recognized as what, we will say go. Because me, I'm the one who brought even the four kids, my sister.
Mm.
To come home. That's why if I give you my Gmail, the letter I wrote to the Minister of Gender, it states that even when I came, after repatriation, I was not having somebody to look after me. I looked after myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking after myself, I was given a small corridor in Katima Bay.
Why were you looking after yourself? Why didn't you go home to your mom?
The mom is already with her that person, and she refused to come back home.
She refused to come back home?
Yeah, after repatriation, because she was married to another man.
So she got a Zambian husband?
Yes.
Okay, so she decided to settle in Zambia.
Yeah, to settle, and also she was in the family of the one, the cousin of my father was the one also who was wanted too much.
Oh, okay.
Yes, in our time now when we were in here.
Mm.
So it was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to remain that child. And then my father is gone, and then we come, and then I grown up that way, looking after myself, taking myself to school, doing whatever I could.
Mm-hmm.
Until I got that mistake of getting that wife of who made me the mistake again.
Mm-hmm.
After we did all, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even the kids whom I looked after, the one who are working again, when I ask the help, they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Only their mothers, I don't know what she gave to them. Because this world of us, yes, the world of medicine, the world of a lot of things, stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in that kashoko.
Mm-hmm.
And in Nyengwano Kulengwa Kucha, that Dalila Shkenani, Shari Shiwan, you know, the car I can be real by the, you know, Dayako Kulen and Dungegan.
You are having your one that loves you?
But no, some people, you know, love, there is people who are patient in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are some people who doesn't know love, who are looking for money,
mm-hmm.
to make their own life. After that one, they can drop you. Like in our region, you don't think that a lot of women now, they are surviving well. They'll take you to court to marry by law so that they can take money out of you. Yeah, all over. That thing started when the black people started looking after the certificate of marriage, that thing.
Mm.
A lot of black people, they were thinking that to get married by certificate, it was dangerous. The white people, they used to explain. But now all over they wanted to get a certificate, even not to get a robola. Ito vuru kukara unoma kubandiki. No matemo ato, matemo no makuma. Kwa ya kuziru wa hiru kuchapa mwe. Yendu nge vinyavi ifunja. Nani kwa likuwa horama mwoi ni maimwe. There was some hidden costs of agreement.
Mm.
The saying, whenever I give you this, it's a bridge. You paid to the mothers and fathers, that's right.
But I think that you just had a bad experience.
Yeah, the bad experience I have in my life, started being young, to be old, to live apart from parents sometimes. When we used to be at Choma sometimes on the day in Nyango, that's why I say, Nyango, in Angola, it's the safety teachers and at the casino.
My mother was also a teacher's college in Nyango.
Yeah, but that time, it was, you know, it's 1980 is when it's that school started.
My mother was there. She graduated
from there. Yeah, but it started growing that way, changing even teachers when the nurse went to school. You know that school, it continued, but it started to get students scattered because of differences. Of the political view which was there, because there was KANU, there was OPPO, there was SWANU.
Yeah,
that time they were still organizing the SWAPO one, but it was working, but it's when it was formed that time. It was cordially, like they connected themselves, but the OPPO and KANU, OPPO and KANU and SWANU, they were still having their strengths, and also UNITA, their strengths. And there were a lot of Harinkumbwa stories and Mshalas, and there are a lot of parties which were involved in Western Province. So, 86, when the Matongos died, when the things went west again. Yeah, SWAPO and KANU, they differed from there. Even when they entered the country. The other people for KANU, they were in dungeons and whatever. And then now it's OPPO which is controlling SWAPO as an organization. So that's why you find a lot of people, they got chaos in understanding how to be together. So 10 ministers, they were given authorities to do, but they are coming from dungeon because of persistence. Find that they went that way, because that is the way they were supposed to be. In war, you don't expect good.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can expect bad.
Yeah.
Because people are behaviors are different.
Yeah.
And till today, even when we are today, you can ask for the cash if you are not if you are in good terms with who is on cash. But if you are not in good terms, and then you know you were embarrassed a long time before even we came in, you just look at things that I survived. It's okay, but it's not that maybe the people who liberated the country they cannot die. They are still going to die again.
So if you had to give me a brief overview on what your childhood was like, what would you say it was like?
No, it was a suffering life, and I'm still continuing with it that way.
Because of the war?
Because sometimes the people, they force me to forget and forgive the past.
Which one?
But I never...
Which one were you forced to forgive and forget?
Yes, because you know to forgive and forget. You are forced to forgive and forget whenever wrong things happen. But if there were good things which was happening, you cannot say you should forgive good things and forget good things. So whenever you've grown up from war to peaceful way of doing things, and you didn't get even these free jobs, that's why sometimes I used to say, we never got employed. Like me, I never got employed in the government straight. I just helped the government. Even that Ungomba, whenever they were saying, it's the voluntary way of doing things. Not that I got employed by the government. And even today, what I know mostly, I know a lot of things which the government was supposed to do.
Mm.
But even I still used to hide the knowledge of giving them to those ones whom I used to help in the office.
Mm.
Because of that sense of saying, a person can need your own understanding or your own suffering or your own harmony in suffering, but it is not going to return the feelings of what you have inside to show you that maybe you can feel calm. It can't. Because whatever step I used to take on helping, sometimes you will find that what you get in return, pressure of whatever the person is saying things, it's like it's giving you that sense of saying, I never suffer, but I wanted just only help, not about you, but about me. So that is the personal understanding I saw in life. You know, people who help people, they don't like to be appreciated sometimes. Yeah, that's what I saw. But if you want to be appreciated when you help, if it takes long for you to understand what things is the person can give you to appreciate. Do you know that?
I'm listening. Enlighten me.
Slightly. It's just not that much. Okay. That is what I have seen in life. Because if you suffered a lot.
Yeah.
If you suffered a lot and you have seen a lot, you know, to start cooking for yourself when you are 9 years old, live in groups and then those stuff. You will find that the children, they are appreciative to live with one another in danger because of fear. And I found that sometimes, see, the people who can live that way is women. Women can live in groups like kids because of fear or because of suffering.
Yeah.
To survive. But men, they cannot do that.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. I have seen that in life. Men, they can suffer alone. If they join the group, that group will be dangerous.
Why?
Because they can start doing things which are wrong.
So you guys are easily influenced by one another?
Yeah, our influence is not that influence of good. men don't beg. I know that one. Me, I grown up in that dangerous life.
Yeah.
Men don't beg. You know me, even my children, when they say, Daddy, why are you like that? You don't like to forgive people or whatever. I say, you know, forgiveness. If I forgive you, it's like I tell you to continue do wrong things. That is forgiving. If I tell you, you don't do this, I'll beat you. Don't expect not to be beaten if I told you to repeat that thing. To say, it's okay. It's not fair. If something is dangerous, a kid has to leave that danger thing to do good things which are normal. But if you teach a kid, no, don't do this, he can't. Don't do this. But women, you know, they can even give a kid a sweet after beating.
Yes.
You see now. That is where I see their life is just like that. Now my kids they are now educated, well trained. The one is a lawyer who is answering me. Whenever me, I never wanted my kid to answer me in a high voice. Yes, I was. Because I watch nappy for my kids myself. Yeah, I groom them like, not, that wife of mine was not like a wife. It was like somebody who is a queen for me to protect because she didn't have any. Nandihara, I would deny mom when you are a mara, for your problem, and I can get on the corner for them for me show. What would you find a night? No, 5 years you begin to have a one for the Amuka. Ah, I'm a by Mogatima Monosheva Tarange. Kucho nonanguno kwa sasa. I don't use to feel like I got life in this country. Besides the life I was having in war. I still needed to feel comfortable sometimes when I live alone. Yeah, since I left my children, I said, that person can evict me away from the house.
But why didn't you move on? It's been 15 years. Why didn't you move on?
You know why I wanted to get, because you know why I don't want to move on that way. That one which you were advising me to go and get the divorce. All these years it was not that easy.
Yeah.
Even now when I'm looking at things, it's not easy. Yeah, because you find a woman, you know, whenever you get angry with the woman.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to find a woman as a good person to you. Yeah, more especially like these love stories. They are hating that whenever you hear the sound of a woman, like that woman of mine. She was talking to me. That's why she went even to check us to lie, to say she's good, what, while she is told that she's a witch. But it's dangerous. Yeah, she made me not to like sometimes to have another woman.
Oh, but 15 years is almost 2 decades.
I know, it's almost a decade. And
it's almost 2 decades.
Even to make a child, I think of these ones again, when I see the way they behave, I saw that it's difficult to have a kid now when my age is of this age. And then I'll have the kids like those ones, all these years when I was helping them, I was running around before the mother is like, is insulting my mom, is insulting me. But now, these ones, they are waking. They just give the mother, not knowing that I was taken away while I'm helping. Wherever I go. Now it's like the mother is like the umbrella of bad things. Which I saw. Then I say, I cannot do again marry a wife. If I'll marry another person or even to stay in girlfriend and boyfriend, it will be like this. Sometimes if this one will make one mistake, I will hate the person for the space of that person who hate me a long time because of money, because of life, of whatever. I wanted to mistake myself because I never wanted to stay in the country when I finished school.
If you had an option to choose whether to go to war or not to go to war, would you choose to go or would you choose to stay?
I would choose to go to war.
Again?
Yes.
Even though it wasn't pleasant?
Yeah, even if I'm still this age.
Even if you went through everything you went through, like knowing what you know now about Namibia, if you knew what you knew now about Namibia, would you still go? Would you still go knowing that you're gonna come back and they're not gonna look out for you, they're not going to...
Yeah, they are not gonna look after you, do whatever, because I saw that, okay, it was good for the war. Mm. If you are the now, what is making in the world to be bad now?
Mm.
It's like people are not in groups like before.
Mm.
Before it was easy because you could group yourself in the tribe. You can speak.
Yeah.
And then you can.
But now it's every man for himself and God for us all.
Yes, that okay. is the thing which is making the people now to be confused because. Even in movies, that time movies, they were not showing you how people are dying in war, cameras, whatever.
Mm.
It was just only a sorrow of group sorrow and the harmony of the group of speaking the same direct and then the interest of one direction.
Mm.
Yeah, but this time it's no longer a fairness to fight.
Mm.
But the time why people will go to fight now is off grabbing and the unfair treatment towards each other. But the war they fight now is a hidden fight.
Mm.
Yeah, you know whenever the country is independent.
Yeah.
People who are hate, they don't know whom to blame because you cannot blame a white person anymore.
Yeah.
Now, to blame a black person, if you kill another black person, it's like, unless when you use tribal. Tribal now, they put it as a bad thing. Because we are from the same group, different groups, but we are almost like still continuing, but dismantling that homage. Of our lifestyle of long time.
Mm.
Yeah, we are destroying that one. We want our children to be together in group, in one group, and forget even tribes. You end up, when you reach 2030, some of the tribes will
be in 5 years.
Yes, some of the tribes will be out. Because the way we speak Shwambo now, it's no longer like the way we used to speak.
Mm.
Yeah, a long time.
Mm.
Even the languages I found, we were speaking in the other side, which are similar to Shwambo.
Yeah.
Like Shimbowe, Shikwandi, Nyengo, Nkoya, Kololos and all those languages.
Mm.
They are no longer the way I used to hear them. They are somehow mixed with Oshimbundu, Shiruvale, Yemba. They are mixing them.
Mm.
Yeah, so what I want is just whenever I will be divorced from that woman, then I will be free. Because I don't want it to be living in another person's shadows while, or even to inherit somebody's things when I'm not in common by the heart with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Even my own father, I never inherited what it was for him. Only the name I got, the same name. But to inherit the things I didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted just only the young ones to get, or the women to get, not me, because I know how to make things on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even my children, I even told them that, you see, if you cry for an inheritance, you look like your mother who adopted that behavior from the people who were dying because of the disease whom they never created, but love disease.
Mm.
You know, AIDS is a love disease.
Yeah.
The people who were having behavior in the war, they never came with HIV, and they are still living without HIV until today. And they will die without having it.
Mm.
But they were the target of that biological weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? The one example is our former president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bearing the children and leaving them go to war, and then when you come back, not involving too much in love with the person whom you left for a long time.
Mm.
Just that person will be there, but not with you in that action of bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are grown up in fear, and you've grown up in discipline of saying, if you will do one mistake, of catching the fire, you will die.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent the time from, you know, he ruled this country after 60 years, when he was old, when he was 60.
Mm-hmm.
He started to rule the country while he's already over 60 years.
Yeah.
So when somebody is on that age, the brain he has and the suffering he has seen, and everything which happened, it cannot be rubbed off, but you are living in carefulness.
Mm.
Yeah, saying, I'm stepping on front, whereby I have left a lot of behind.
Mm-hmm.
But I still see the front which I left behind. You know you see what I mean there?
Yeah.
Whatever problem we are facing today, mm-hmm. it is not finishing.
Yeah.
It's just only because us, we are dying. We are thinking problems are finishing.
Mm-hmm.
Problems are not finishing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I used to look. I say my kids are uncareful, are not careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they think the time which I gave to them, it is over for their suffering, but the love for their own kids, it is not ending in their hearts.
Mm.
That is the words which they use, the older people, they use to say, you people, you are cursed. A curse is not something which
you are cursed. But yeah, Mr. Cursed. Englishman, yes. Please do call back.
Have you recently turned 18 years of age? Or did you miss the previous voter registration process? Or did you move to a new constituency after the last voter registration? Then this is your chance to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This process is for eligible Namibian citizens who need to register as a voter for the first time or have relocated from one constituency to another, or who now qualify to vote in the local authority elections. Your civic duty is calling. Answer it. Get involved. Step up. Register to vote.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business in
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi! Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings. Today we're talking about moms. Today we're talking about our childhood. Today we are just talking. So, ladies and gentlemen, hi, how are you doing? You know how we assume every woman on earth to be majestic? Every woman is supposed to be like a caretaker, caregiver, love giver. She's supposed to be wonderful and amazing, and she's supposed to be within, you know, she's just supposed to be wow. That is what we view women as. But before we dive into our summary of today, right? I want to say my condolences to Mr. K's family. I want to say my condolences to Mr. K's family. If you know Mr. K from Pioneers Park, then yeah. And okay, so tonight I'm going to be talking about Jaden Lee Smith. Meek. Now Jaden was a small baby man. He's like an 11-year-old child. Or is it 13 or 11? He's an 11-year-old child. So what had happened was he woke up in the morning and then he got ready and then he was dropped off at school by the school bus, right? And then he never returned home. So now the whole of South Africa is basically looking for this, for this Jaden, you know? And everybody's looking for Jaden, including his mother. And, you know, we are looking left, right, and center, and the police is called, and the community is called, and it's helicopters if we must. It's whatever we can. So, helicopter or the police comes to Jaden's mother's door, and they are now starting with the investigation, because also with children, we cannot just wait for those many, many hours, you know, to start searching, especially when we know what is the likelihood of happening to the children. It's not like an adult where if you go missing, then they think that you ran off with a lover or you ran off with somebody. It's not like that, right? So with children, we handle the case differently. And it was such a bad thing to happen, you know, in Florence. It was such a bad thing to happen because, their community doesn't want that. It was just the other day that Jasmine also went missing, and there are so many children that are going missing. So they started, when they got there, they asked Tiffany. Tiffany is now, Jaden's mother, right? They asked Tiffany if they could search her apartment. And Tiffany was like, yeah, but I called you guys, right? I called you guys to look for my son. Obviously, he's not here at home. There is no need for you guys to look in my apartment for my son that I reported missing. You know, why are you guys wasting time with me when you guys can just start looking for the child? Or are you guys trying to buy time? You know, and people are so frustrated with the police, you know, they're frustrated with the police, and they feel like the police is not doing their job. And they're just over it, you know, and Tiffany describes Jaden to be like he's a bubbly boy. He's a humble boy. He doesn't answer people back. He doesn't disrespect anybody. And there is also a card that he drew, you know, home is where mom is, you know, and he drew a heart around it. So he was a typical 11-year-old boy that loves his mom. And, you know, every Mother's Day that comes up, you know, the kids do a little bit of paper mache and macaroni necklaces. I don't know, the macaroni necklaces, I think they've end somewhere somehow, because macaroni is maybe expensive. But I know that we used to do that for our parents, and my children still do that for me, you know. They do more painting stuff than food stuff, but I guess it's because food is expensive these days, because they also don't tell us to send a packet of macaroni to school anymore, as we used to have to send a packet of macaroni to school, because how are we going to make our macaroni necklaces, etc.? So he was a typical boy, and his mom describes him as a good boy. You know, he's not a child that is going to be up and about and playing around and all of that. So after something like 2 hours, 3 hours, when she noticed that the boy is not home yet, then that's when she called the police, and then the police came, and the police was now searching for the child, and that's how the story had begun. So the neighbors were all looking for the child, and nighttime came, and then she was also asked, like, at what point did you think that your child was not going to come home anymore? And she's like, I don't know. She says that she thought that maybe people, like children, can also maybe get carried away with time when they're playing. You remember how you used to play? You're told that you must be in the house by 4 o'clock or 4:30, and every day you're just being beaten because you are on the street, friend. You are on the street. You are playing that soccer that is being played there. The balls that are being played there. Nay, the games are gaming. So you always used to get collected with a belt. But this was not expected of Jaden. He was not like that. He was not like us. So she says that she was always just expecting that he's just going to walk through the door. Like he's going to knock now, or he's gonna come through the door. So she had just been waiting, you know, and she felt like, the police had failed her because it seems like they were not looking hard enough, and they were not looking through other people's apartments, and, you know, they didn't get search warrants, and they had no suspects and nothing like that. So this is on the day that the child goes missing, right? And then around 2 to 3 a.m. in the morning, right? Somebody reports that, they found the body or they found Jaden. And at the time when the paramedics came, he was still warm. Basically, like he was still alive when they found him, but they found him thrown, on the second story stairs. So he was on the stairs. And unfortunately, he didn't make it. So the baby didn't make it. He didn't make it to the hospital. So he passed away in transit to the hospital or on his way to the hospital. Sorry. And that's now when the investigation really got wild, because it was at this point where everybody was like, yeah, but, okay. So, where did the child come from? Does that mean that the child was being held captive in one of the flats inside the complex, or did the killer of the child now come and pick up the child and then come and drop the child off like two steps away from the mother's flat, or what had happened? And the community was outraged. And this was now the point where the police started taking it like extra seriously. I think the police already came with a sense of seriousness. They just got outsmarted by somebody that was talking too fast, and somebody that was talking too much, and somebody that was also having a lot of emotions. And you know, when somebody's assumed to be the victim, the police doesn't like to pry. People don't like to pry too much because it might hurt you and it might psychologically damage you also. Imagine if your child goes missing, you know, and the police is basically treating you like a suspect. You wouldn't take kindly to that. And I think that in this moment, or in that moment, that was the thought of the police, you know. That is what the police was actually thinking. So, after that, they started now investigating through every flat. And these investigations, right, were every flat, including Tiffany's flat. So remember when the boy's mother didn't want the police to come into her flat because she says that she reported him missing. So what is it? So anyways, so the police come into her apartment, and instantly the police say that like they just felt like something was off, and also the place was unusually clean. So it was like stepping into a place that was just cleaned now by your OCD cousin that uses cheek and uses pine gel and tomestos and alles. And that was basically how the apartment was smelling. So they went to go and check in the child's room, and they found that his bed was laid in. So it wasn't made up, you know, it was just left like that. So they found that his bed was laid in, and then there was also blood on his bed. And this blood, the mother says that no, the child had a nosebleed, and that is why he bled in the bed, and that's where the blood comes from. And what she didn't anticipate is that people have technology. People also know how to, people work this work for a living. They look for killers for a living. So they won't just come with naked eyes here. So this guy takes out a gadget, right? And this is now to identify if there is any blood particles in the apartment. Mind you, everybody else's apartment is completely clean, and everybody else is okay with the police coming to search except the biological mother of this child. So the police comes in, they put on their UV light, and behold, my dear, there is blood on the carpet. There is blood on the child's books. There is blood on the child's bag. There is blood on the child's bed. There's blood in the bathroom. There's blood on the tiles. There's blood everywhere in that apartment. And this was now when she was finally arrested. You know, she was arrested, and then she was charged for the murder of Jaden, you know, for killing her son. And in some of his drawings, right? In some of his drawings, he always, there was a little bit of a clue somewhere in his drawings where that things at home were not fine. But also what raised suspicion in this case was the fact that, in the middle of the night, right? She went to her backyard and then she was digging. So people heard the shovel. She was digging. And then when she was questioned about the midnight digging, she said that she was planting flowers. And when the people went now to the backyard to go and see these flowers that she had planted, right? There were no flowers. But my question would be, if you as a sane mother, right, was having a child was that had gone missing, would you really be planting flowers? Would you really be so preoccupied with your garden? I understand that we deal with stress differently. I understand that we cope differently. But I know for a fact, ne, that I wouldn't be doing chores, guys. I wouldn't be cleaning nothing. I wouldn't be doing chores. I would doch be running, not planting flowers. How? Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, so we are talking about the case of Jaden Lee Smith Meek. He was killed by his mother.
He was killed by his mother.
Yeah. Or the mother is still on trial, but all the evidence proves to her.
You see, mothers of these days, they are looking for money actually.
Okay.
Than men.
How so?
That's what I have seen.
How? Because what do you mean?
The suffering which they have today is no longer the suffering like we were having before.
What type of suffering do they have?
You see, our country, you could not find the people who are not working like today. Maybe I can say since independence. During the before independence, the people, they were getting jobs. Because white people, they don't like to work sometimes. They like to be in harmony of just funny things. Yeah, to go for playing and whatever, playing in water or in jungles, discovering things. But there are us blacks. Our life is not that way. So you find that if you are not working, you are my sister. I will just tell you, if you are not working, please come and stay with me. A long time is what we used to do if I'm working. But now, even if I see you are a woman, you cannot do anything wrong to get something to eat or anything. I'll tell you, you are a woman. Why are you not lying, men? You can be stealing from men, you will find something else. The way by the sense of that person, a woman's sense is not like a man's sense that you caught funny things and then you leave them. They got that permanency of remembering every minute of pregnancy. Or every month, there is that sickness which used to come in their head of painful headache because of that problem. So all those things I have learned them myself from the time of difficulties in war. That they used to be sometimes like a bad person or somebody with sick headache every time, and then all those stuff, and then now when it comes now to pregnancy, whereby you are reminding yourself every day of a different look and a different power, then they use, if a kid make mistake on them, sometimes it used to hurt them because any cry of a child, it is in the ears of them, every minute the kid have to be calmed or to be looked after in different what he want, of what he want or what she want. It will be like that. So whenever you see a woman is hitting a kid now, up to killing a kid, there is a man involved of not helping that kid, and is lonely. If he can succeed to bring that kid up, if that kid makes a just slight mistake of persistency, whenever the mother is saying something which is not doing, he can even end up looking for something to kill that person.
But
for a man, can't do that. You have seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen that women are extremely abusive, especially towards their children, and towards their children where they are no longer with the father.
That is the problem. While once you leave your husband, either you will tell the kids to hate the man too much, that the man should do. Not even come closer, like in our life.
But were you so not beating the woman?
To beat a woman only when he is persistently doing wrong, which I see is wrong, and then I say, you remember that we are friends. We came to be friends, not in bad things. Bad things we did is just only because it was irresponsible being young. But we never brought our childish to ourselves. We were brought by people to be alive. So for us to look after the others or to make our own life with children, we have to be together in the problem.
But why do you feel the need to beat somebody when they do something wrong?
You know, when they do something wrong, when you did something wrong, you need somebody who is going to be persistently also stands on front of you saying, no, this is wrong.
But can't you say it with your mouth only? Why does it have to become physical?
If you become physical, it's just only because when you see the person is not following whatever is wrong. He is not following whatever it is right. If you are asking that person to do so.
Okay, but
even if you are a kid, you used to be beaten whenever you do something wrong.
Yeah, but in this case, I'm not a child. I'm a grown woman. So why do you feel the need to beat me?
Yeah. You know, a grown-up woman, that's why I gave you example of, in the first story, that a woman is like a kid. Whatever he sees on other women do, he's also thinking that also is right. But even if to her it is not that right, he will try to do it. Sometimes maybe it is hating. Another person. You know, even to talk about people's stories which are wrong. Women, they enjoy that. Yeah, but they forget that whenever it is happening to them, they are also seeing the same. Yeah, why not you advising that person before the others are joining that hating story? They can learn by the story which is hating. But the thing which I wanted to ask you is about, do you know that there is a corruption of high degree in our country sometimes, which we are ignoring?
I think there is, but you can tell. But let's quickly finish the initial. Let's quickly finish our initial conversation, then you can tell me about that one, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That is how women are perceived to be. There are few who are behaving like men.
Okay, but since we have been on your case for the past week,
Yes.
That the English, yes. The reason that your children don't like you is because you beat their mother.
Yes, that one.
No,
happened.
No, I'm just saying that is the reason. And you know, when we are violent, right? When we are physically violent, when we are physically violent and we display this violence in front of children don't hear or don't see the part where the other parent or the parent or the mother or the father or whoever is being beaten. They don't see the part that they did wrong. They just see an angry man that is coming to beat their mother. So there are pieces within, like especially with your daughter. Your daughter, the one that is a magistrate, is it a magistrate or a lawyer?
I think it's a prosecutor.
Prosecutor. Okay. The one that is a prosecutor. Right now, she's got childhood trauma. And that trauma is caused by what she has seen from you guys. But the problem is that a conversation was never had.
But she doesn't know.
She doesn't know what her mother did.
Yeah, she didn't know the trauma
that the mother caused you. Yes.
Yeah, the trauma the father was having.
Yes, and that is
the trauma still. Which is I still have.
Yes. So this is part of the blackmailing and manipulating scheme that many women have, right? That is why we encourage our men within our society to not beat women. Don't beat women because your children will never see their mother as wrong because you guys don't actually tell the children what their mother did wrong. So your ex-wife is crying foul to the children and benefiting from the children. And these children are living through a traumatic experience that they are incapable of understanding because the other side of the story was never told.
Yes, and then I used to tell them that if now I tell you the story that used to happen, I'm kissing you because the thing is very bad. Now, since when I was accepted, I accepted that, okay, if this story can't get out of here or far, it's better I leave the way the police want me to go. Not to do this. And at the end, it is like you are still, because you are taken by the police. Now the woman is not telling that I called the police to chase you, to take out your father from us to stay very far.
Me and my boyfriend can be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then now when they got these men, all those men who married their father and their mother after me, they know that. But now they don't question themselves that is how the woman marry the men. They marry this one, he goes. But I used to hide to them. I tell them, no, maybe men, they used to see that your mother is having kids. Then them they don't have, they can leave her for you to be with her. That's why I don't stop supporting you and your mother. Even if I don't know the man who is living there, but you tell me he did this, he did this, he did this. Then I cannot come to your mother or to come to your place and help you out to chase that person out. Because if I come there, the police are the one who are going to come to me to say, you will test you. Now your mother is the one who is going to ask the other police again to test that man away. And that story happened here. The people, they have seen that woman going to the police, that the man did this to her, did this to her, did this to her. The policeman told me again. Then I said, no, it is fine. Me, I'm no longer that person who can advise that person, because the interest I was having, I even swallow it myself. To say, no, it is good, because the person was not my kid, was somebody's kid. Maybe the interest he's having is different. Now, the problem is when I came home, when even if I look at her, it's no longer that love I was having of saying I will sleep with her or I will stay with her or whatever. It's now that of saying, I see the person, the way she is, she can continue.
Acceptance.
The way it is, but not the while when my kids are there, because they will inherit again problem. Yeah, they will start copying the stories, as I have seen that the one who is...
But the only way to prevent that, and I know it's unorthodox and it's not within your generation, but the only way to prevent that, the only way to prevent that cycle is by you telling your truths also. You have to admit that being physically violent or being violent is a violation of somebody. You are not supposed to do that. I understand. I understand that they push you into a corner until you retaliate, and that's the only way you know how to retaliate. I understand. But that one is something that you have to accept that one. You have to understand that when there are certain things that we do in our lives that that will come and haunt us for the rest of our life. Now, just because you beat her that one time or those two times, right? Just because there is something on record like that. She can go to the police.
I used to refuse. I say, don't do this. You know why people used to beat people? It's just because they don't like bad. They say, maybe when I'll beat, because you're not beating. It was like it, in the past, people they were living in harmony of beating because they knew it was the only solution of telling that, no, it is enough. I don't like that. But now, since now, it is like a law.
It's not just a law. It's just, it has always been there. There has never been a time where it has ever been right for one human being to injure another human being or beat another human being simply because they don't like what they are doing. If you don't like what I am doing, go. Go. Why do you want to stay with somebody? Why do you want to stay with somebody that is wrong?
You see now what go means. Go used to be easy for the men to go.
Yeah.
The men, they go, but whenever the men go, the men, remember, they don't get pregnant. They will be going, finding women
to make
they are
pregnant.
Still having women, yeah, they are together, they are still the same, the way they look, the way they behave, the way they, so unless discipline, the discipline is the one which used to make people to live longer, because one get used to say, my husband doesn't like this, he likes this way,
or that's else he will beat me. No, so that wasn't love. That was fear. That wasn't love. That was fear.
Fear of things which are right.
No. But that's the thing, right? Just because you assume something to be right doesn't mean that I assume something to be right. Maybe I'm cheating on you because I am. Maybe I'm cheating on you because I am not fulfilled or for some reason or another. Or maybe I'm just a serial cheater and it's in my DNA, you understand? But there's nothing that can justify you beating somebody. Please stop beating your spouses. If you don't want any more, walk away. The thing is that we want wrong people and then we want to beat them into being correct. And that is not right. We want to change the people into being the way we want them to be.
and that's not correct. If the person is not complying, leave. If the person is not complying, mwetha. But you, what you are not going to do is you are not going to end up killing somebody's child because you want that person to be the way you want them to be. No, it doesn't work like that. And that is why many of us, assume we come from traumatic experiences, because the men, right? Men, they don't snitch on their wives. They don't snitch on the mother of their children. They would rather have children hating them than telling the children the truth about their mother. They would rather be the bad guy in every single story that this woman is spinning, eh, than to tell their children how bad of a person she was. It takes two to tango. You guys must remember that when you guys are choosing amongst your parents, when you guys are choosing, kucha, I'm going to tell my father nonsense because how could he be beating my mother and what? You must understand that you are the only person that is related to both of these people. These two people are not relatives. For all they care, they can lie against each other. They can tarnish each other's images. They don't care about one another because they are not relatives. If it was brother and sister, it would be something else, but they are not relatives, right? You're the only one that is a relative to both of these people. These people are your family. They are not family to one another. So when you are in between grown up things, right? Even if you are grown up yourself, when you're in between grown up things, ne, please pay attention to what is not being said. Pay attention to the fact that your parents are not mad people that just come from there and just decide that they are going to be beating one another or they are going to be doing funny things, right? And also, when your dad, like with Mr. English, when your dad is out of the picture, can you evaluate your mother's behavior? Eh? Changing them left, right, and center. How? And we are still saying, no, she's a law-abiding citizen, but also 15 years is a long time.